We will go through the memory verses. Last week's memory verse was Romans 12:16. Romans 12:16. Say it with me. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Once again, be of the same mind towards one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Romans 12:16. And today's verse is from Psalm 29:11. Psalm 29:11. The Lord will give strength, say it with me. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Let's say it again. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Yeah. Now we listen to God's word from Brother Newton.
My message today coincides with the memory verse, so you can remember that memory verse well. The Lord will give strength to his people. You know, brothers and sisters, God wants all of us to be strong in him. It's not God's will that his children should be weak. Just like all the parents, they want their children to be healthy and not sick. Like Paul told the Corinthians, many of you are sick and weak. But that was not God's will. And I believe God wants all of us, all his children, to be strong in the Lord. So this morning, let's look at some passages and see how we can be strong in the Lord. In the light of all these verses, you can check up yourself. Are you strong in the Lord or not? So that we can have a small test this morning. And as we go through a couple of verses, and let's examine ourselves, are you strong or are you weak? Romans 4:19. Just before that, God's word gives us faith, courage, hope, and comfort. And here it says in Romans 4:19 about Abraham. It says he was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. This is the word I want to highlight this morning. It says he grew strong in faith, giving glory to God. And it's good for us to understand the secret of being strong in the Lord. That is, you know, Abraham didn't have a Bible. No Old Testament, no New Testament. And he just had the promise of God. God spoke to him and said, Abraham, I'll bless you and make a blessing. I'll give you a son. And Abraham was getting old. And of course he was tempted. But he said, God's promised me. He held on to God's word. And finally he got what he promised. And therefore the Bible says, he was not weak in faith. And I want to encourage all of us brothers and sisters this morning. I hope you will say to yourself, I'm not going to be weak in faith. And you know what? That is being negative. But you know what is the positive proclamation we should make? I will grow strong in faith. Will you repeat that after me? I will grow strong in faith. I think most of you didn't have breakfast this morning. And shall you say it again like Abraham? I will grow strong in faith, giving glory to God. You know how you're going to go strong in faith? Learn to praise the Lord for what God has promised, even though the promise has not yet come into existence. Maybe you're expecting many of God's promises to be fulfilled and is not yet fulfilled. Even though it's not fulfilled, you start praising the Lord. Like one brother said, even though the walls of Jericho has not fallen down, still keep praising the Lord. And I tell you, the walls will fall down. And I really believe many of us, we need to hold on to God's word and open our mouth and confess God's word and praise the Lord, like it says in Psalm, I think 112. They believed his words and sang his praise. And I want to say that's how you and I will grow strong in the Lord. And there's a lovely verse in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8. You know, it says here, therefore you shall keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong and go and possess the land whether you go to possess it. You know why God's given us his word? So that you and I can be strong. Why? That word blessed my heart. And in Psalm 119, verse 28, it says here, my soul melts for happiness. Strengthen thou me according to your word. You know, God's word strengthens us. And that's what the Lord also told Joshua. That verse we know very well. Joshua chapter 1 verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that he may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded. You want to be strong? Stick to God's word. Don't deviate from God's word. And then, you know this favorite verse in 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. And I hope all the young people are listening. In the middle of the verse it says, I've written unto you young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you overcome the wicked one of the devil. You know the reason why we want to give ourselves to God's word is, God's word strengthens us and makes us strong when the word of God abides in us, and then we can overcome the devil. And all those who don't know God's word, they're weak, and no wonder the devil has power over them. And if that's not God's will, I believe all of us in the church, without exception, it's God's will, we should be strong, and the word of God should abide in us, and that the devil should have no power in our lives. And then the word of God also gives us comfort. It says in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation. Did you hear that? God wants you to have strong consolation. And I think there's one more verse here. You know, I think it's Romans 15. Yeah, 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures. How many of you can say, God comforted me through the scriptures? Then you're strong. And oh, may God help us to understand the secret of being strong in the Lord and then remain strong in the Lord. That is faith in God's word. That's how we can grow strong. And the more you get faith, the more you start praising the Lord. Okay, that's number one. And then I want to move on to number two in Psalm 84. We've looked at this verse many times, but in the light of a message this morning about being strong in the Lord, it says Romans Psalm 84 verse 4. Blessed are they that dwell in your house. They'll still be praising you. You know, the fact that God's given us a place in the church, one proof is that our hearts will be filled with thankfulness and praise and worship. And I believe it's God's will that you should become a praiser and a worshipper. Over a period of time, the Lord should have so worked in us that we learn to praise the Lord at all times. And then it says, verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the ways of them, or the other translation is the ways of Zion. Oh, if you know that God is your strength, you're a happy man. And a blessed man that you can say, my strength is in the Lord. And then it says here, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also fills the pools. You know, Baca means, I believe, weeping. You know, sometimes God leads his children through the trials, and maybe you got tears in your eyes, sorrow in your heart. And you know, I was listening to a testimony of a godly man. He was saying once, he was a very God-fearing man, and suddenly the doctors one day told him, you got some serious kidney problem. And then he was in the hospital, and then one sister gave him this verse, Psalm 84, verse 6. And he says, suddenly that word became living to him, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well, the rain also fills the pools. And he especially highlighted this verse. It says here, in another translation, it says, passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. He just suddenly got faith that day that God can heal him. And the Lord healed him that day of all his kidney problems. And he got out of the hospital. And I believe when you go through a trial, the Lord wants to make it even give you a spring there in the midst of the valley of weeping. Many have testified to that, how the Lord gave them a word of encouragement in the midst of the trial. And the trial became a blessing. And we move on. It says here, verse 7. And the result is they go on from strength to strength. I love that verse. Can you say that, brothers and sisters? God's leading me in His ways, and I'm moving on from strength to strength. Not backwards. There's no place for gloominess and discouragement here. I like that verse. Like we say, glory to glory. Here it says, from strength to strength. And I like this last verse. Every one of them, I hope you'll put your name there, every one of them in Zion appears before God. This is the secret of being strong in the Lord, brothers and sisters. You walk before God, not before the face of men. Like it says, we have to do with Him. And you know, when you learn to be faithful to the Lord in the trial becomes a blessing. Then you get strengthened by the Lord. Then you go from strength to strength. And then you can strengthen the others. So first we need to have faith in God's word. Number two, learn to walk before God and be faithful in trials. Then you'll be strong. And number three, I want to really take a little time to highlight this in 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 14 to 16. You know how you can be strong? True fellowship. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 16. We find here that King Saul, who was the enemy of David, he was chasing David from place to place. And David was running away from Saul. And now David landed up in a wilderness. And it's a lovely verse here. So 1 Samuel 23 verse 14. And Saul sought him every day. We can see Saul is the picture of the devil, who's seeking to destroy us. But, there's a but, God delivered him not into his hand. That's how we can say Jesus keeps us from falling. And verse 15. And David was second part. David was in the wilderness, as if in the wood. And it says here, verse 16. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in God. I've always been a great fan of Jonathan. We don't find anywhere it's written that Jonathan was a great spiritual man. But one thing I can understand, Jonathan loved David, and Jonathan had wonderful fellowship that he could even challenge the New Testament believers. And here was David, probably a little bit down because he had to run from place to place in the wilderness. And Jonathan went to David into the forest and strengthened him. And he said unto him, fear not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find you. And thou shalt be king over Israel. Oh, he's encouraged David. I'm sure David got mightily encouraged by the fellowship of Jonathan. And I want to say this morning, we need more such Jonathans in the church who can encourage other brothers and sisters when they're going through trials. How many of you say, I like to be like Jonathan? You know, fellowship is not just visiting one another, drinking coffee, tea together, or the sisters. You look around for the sister who can take you to the best shop to buy saris. I want to say, that I'm not against you taking anybody to the shop, but that's not fellowship. Can you say, fellowship has strengthened you? Even playing together is not, I'm not against playing, by all means play any game you want. But can you say that you spending time with a brother or sister has strengthened the other person's faith? I believe that's one mark of fellowship. And I want to say it with a concern, brothers and sisters. Many of us, we are not having such fellowship like Jonathan and David. And I want to say we really need to walk with the Lord so that you can, the Lord can lead you to Davids who are in the wilderness, who are maybe discouraged, that you can walk with the Lord and encourage and strengthen the other brethren. You know, Peter, the Lord told Peter when you are converted, Luke 22:32. When you convert, strengthen your brethren. This is the mark of a person who's really turned to the Lord and walking with the Lord. He can strengthen other brothers and sisters. You know, I want to show you one more lovely verse in Genesis chapter 14. Verses 18 onwards. So here we find Abraham just returning from a war, from victory. And then verse 18, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed Abraham and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithes of all. We never read about Abraham, Melchizedek in the Old Testament. Suddenly, he appears and he ministers to Abraham and encourages him and gives him bread and wine, or we can say he gave him some food. Whether it's breakfast or lunch or dinner, it doesn't matter. He just gave him some food. And Abraham was refreshed and strengthened. And we can say that's the picture of fellowship with God. You know, I believe the Lord, when the Lord ministers to us, when the Lord gives us His word, we get refreshed. And sometimes, even we can give some physical food to others. And they can also be refreshed. And brothers and sisters, what a wonderful example of Melchizedek here, who ministered quietly. He blessed and disappeared. And oh, what a way to minister to other brothers and sisters. Just maybe a phone call, maybe just a mail, maybe just a visit. And that brother who was in need, he got a word from you. And I also want to say there's a great need for the ministry of Melchizedek in our midst, who can minister, bless, and disappear without advertising. The Lord sent me, brother. None of all that. I got a word from you, a word for you from the Lord. None of all that. He just brought some food, maybe some biryani, you know, and just blessed Abraham. And oh, may God give us grace to just do some simple thing for brothers and sisters, to bless them, encourage them. And you know, one more thing that can make us strong is in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. It says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And it also says in Romans 15, verse 1, we then that are strong ought to bear the weakness of the weak and not to please ourselves. You think you're strong? Can you bear with the weaknesses of other brothers and sisters? How are you getting all agitated and irritated about their behavior? That means you're not strong. Even though you think you're strong, but you're not. Because when you're strong, you bear with the brothers and sisters. You don't expose them. And Paul, he says he went around strengthening the disciples. Acts 14:22 and Oh, that is fellowship. We bear with one another, we help one another, we encourage one another. Fellowship in the Spirit. Fellowship with the Lord and fellowship with the brothers and sisters. Let the Lord minister to you and you minister to others. And I want to say, you will become strong pretty soon. Okay, we want to move on. You know, one more way how you can be strengthened, be strong in the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. This is Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, that he will grant you according to the riches of glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. God's great longing is to strengthen us with the Holy Spirit in the inner man. I want to ask you, how is your inner man? Is your inner man strong or is your inner man weak? Oh, I believe it's God's will that everyone in the church should be strengthened by the Lord through the Holy Spirit in the inner man. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 11 it says, we should be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power and to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. When you're not patient, when you're not long-suffering with joyfulness, then you're not strong. And then when you say, Lord, strengthen me every day to be more and more patient, more and more long-suffering. And I believe then the Lord will strengthen us. And you know, Apostle Paul, he said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He experienced that strength that comes from the Lord. And again we read in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. You know, Paul said, verse 16, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be led to the church. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. You feel nobody is supporting you, nobody is understanding you. Never mind. You say, my husband doesn't understand me. My wife, she doesn't understand me. And others don't understand me. I hope you can say, never mind. Let the Lord stand by you and strengthen you. And you will be pretty strong in the Lord. Yeah. And I want to also want to show you one more way by which you can be strong in the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 4. He says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself in knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It's a wonderful verse. You know, Satan tries to have control over us through our mind. And when you give yourself to the Lord, and to the Holy Spirit, and to His Word, the Lord wants to bring every thought to captivity. What a fantastic life God's called you and me, brothers and sisters. We can say our battle field is in our mind. And when the Lord helps us to conquer our thoughts so that everything can be brought under the control of Christ, that our mind is ruled by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. Our mind is controlled more and more by the Lord. And I want to say, then you are a spiritually strong person. You know, so many people, their mind is not under the control of the Holy Spirit. And that is why there's always problem. There's no peace and there's always trouble. Oh, may you let the Holy Spirit work in you so that your thoughts can be captured. And your thoughts can come under the control of the Holy Spirit. And then I can say, you are strong in the Lord. Okay. Last week we saw how the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I'm not going to touch on it. But you can receive strength from the Lord when you have joy. That's Nehemiah 8:10. And Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. We have looked at it many times in the past. So I'm not going to touch on it. It says in quietness. Isaiah 30 verse 15. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. You know, there are some people, and generally more sisters, they're very touchy. Small, small things, they get offended, upset. You know what, like you've seen that plant, they say, touch me not. You touch it, that plant shrinks. There's so many like that. Especially in the marriage, you see. I'm not discouraging the young people, don't get frightened. So many people are like that. Small, small things can cause them offense. I want to say that's not being strong in the Lord. When you're strong in the Lord, many, many things don't bother you. Things break. Things don't happen in time. Things don't go the way you expect. You learn to remain at rest in the Lord. If you're not at rest in the Lord despite all that happens around you, then you're not strong. But you can become strong when you learn to be at rest in the Lord. Okay. One more verse, 2 Timothy chapter 2. It's a lovely verse, verse 1. Therefore, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. I hope you'll say, Lord, please make me strong at any cost. In grace, that means I want to receive more grace. When you receive more and more grace, you're strong. And the reason why you can't receive more and more grace is because you're not humble, you're not weak, you're not needy, you're not helpless. You know, Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. You remain in the place of need and dependence on the Lord. Then the Lord will strengthen you. It says, my power is made perfect in weakness. Oh, may God give us a great longing to receive abundance of grace so that you can be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. That's the gospel we proclaim. And then there's another lovely verse in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. The second part. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You know, when you get to know the Lord in a personal way more and more, you become strong. See, David knew the Lord personally. And that's why you could say, for example, in Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You know, Daniel, David, Abraham, they knew God personally. And I want to say, brothers and sisters, make it a longing to get to know the Lord better and better. And you can also say, the Lord is my strength. I will not be afraid. What will men do to me? Okay. Then I come to the last point. How to be strong in the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Most of us know this verse well. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You know, waiting on the Lord doesn't mean you're always on your knees, always in the Bible. You know, all of us can't do that practically, 24 hours. But they hope in the Lord, their faith in the Lord, and they're seeking God. And the proof is, they're always fresh. Their strength is renewed. They're not discouraged. They don't feel heavy. They don't go back. And they go forward, like we heard, from strength to strength. And oh, may God give us a great longing to say, Lord, renew my strength every day. How do you know whether you're strong in the Lord? You'll mount up with wings as eagles. In other words, you're not earthly minded. You're flying up in the air. Become heavenly minded, led by the Spirit. And you make progress, spiritual progress. And you'll not be weary and tired and discouraged. You see, they shall walk and not faint. If I can paraphrase that verse, you will grow by leaps and bounds. You'll make spiritual progress that is evident to all. Everybody can see this brother. He's got renewed strength. And what a wonderful testimony. I hope we'll have many testimonies on 31st December 2015. that this year the Lord renewed my strength. That is new covenant we are testifying, brothers and sisters. May God help us. And oh, may you say, Lord, I want to be strong in you. And you know, when the brothers and sisters are strong in the church becomes strong. And in closing, I want to close with that verse in Ephesians chapter 6. We can understand God's burden through Apostle Paul. You know what's God's will for all of you, brothers and sisters? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. I'm closing your message. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You learn to battle the devil, the evil spirits, and the Lord needs such soldiers in the church whom the devil is afraid of. Oh, may God make us a strong army in the church. May God make you strong in the Lord, that your strength is renewed and that you are a blessing in the church. And I wish all of you speedy progress this morning. We'll sing a song. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Then I'll ask Charles and the Vetri to continue.
There was a fearless prophet in the old covenant. We know who he is. He was Elijah. And do you know what was the secret of his boldness, that he could confront kings and talk to them and be fearless? We read about that in 1 Kings 17 verse 1. 1 Kings 17 verse 1, it says, Now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand. This was the secret of Elijah. The man who had learned to stand before the Lord, God of Israel. The same thing he repeats again in chapter 18 verse 15. He says, As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand. See, this was the secret of this man. He knew how to communicate with God and how to humble himself before God and how to kneel down before God and how to stand before God. Somebody said, the person who knows how to kneel before God can stand up to any man or can stand up to anything. The person who doesn't do that, he is a weak person. We have seen umpteen examples in the Old Covenant. Abraham, David, Elijah, Elisha, Daniel, even in the New Covenant, Jesus knelt down before the Father just before going to the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed, got strengthened. He was able to stand before Pilate, even King Herod, and said, You could have had no power over me unless it's been given to you from above, when Pilate tried to threaten him. You see, the secret of strength lies in the one we serve, the one before whom we stand. If I learn to fear him, we need fear nothing else. We have that verse somewhere here. If you fear God, you need fear nothing else. That's the secret. And for that, we need to, when you come before God's presence, something happens in you. Like when Isaiah saw the glory of God, he cried out saying, Woe unto me! Suddenly a realization of sin came over him and he cried out, I am finished. You know, that's what Job says in Job 17. Job 17. Verse 9 it says, Nevertheless, the righteous shall hold to his way, and he who has clean hands shall grow stronger and stronger. The person who has clean hands, the person who has clean heart, the person who has clean mind, a person who has clean eyes, a clean conscience, they are the prerequisites for strength, spiritual strength, to stand before men and even before demons. Demons tremble when a true man of God confronts him. Many a time when Jesus was on earth, demon-possessed people, and even that man who was possessed with a legion is 6,000 by the way, 6,000 demons were residing in him. When Jesus confronted that person and these demon-possessed people, they always acknowledged that he was the Son of God, and they always feared. Demons fear a true man of God. They are not feared about these riffraff who are on the periphery, who just come and go and come and go, who are not really connected into the body of Christ, who are not part of the body of Christ. If you are a real born-again believer, walking in the light as he is in the light, as it says in 1 John 1:7-9, and you are always in a constant cleansing, the Lord knows your heart, and demons also know that, and they fear you. Such a man is a threat to his kingdom. You see, it is very important for us to keep a clean conscience. We read about that in Psalm 84, what Brother Newton read. Psalm 84, how blessed is the man, verse 5, whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways of Zion. What is there in our heart today? Do we have the highways of Zion in our heart, or we have worldly ambitions to become this, that and the other? Just think about it. I have shared it with many a times with you and to young people also. What will your life be 50 years from now? You know that most of us will be retired and playing with our grandchildren. Think about that. All your ambitions will just be over in the next 50 years. Young people, those who are in your 20s, you'll be 70 years old if the Lord tarries, and you'll be retired. Your ambitions and what you have amassed, wealth, you'll be losing it on your health. Think about all that. Life is very short, my brothers and sisters. If you want to be stronger and stronger, like Job said, have clean hands and have clean heart. In whose hearts are the highways to Zion? And verse 7, it says, they go from strength to strength. You want to go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. God told Abraham in Genesis 17, I think. He said, Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. Be blameless. So that was the secret of Abraham. Why was he called a friend of God? Because he feared God and he walked before his face all the days of his life. And may this be our portion too. And when we recognize that we are helpless and we are weak and we cannot do it, I want to just end with this verse of promise that Paul gave to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. But the Lord stood with me when all deserted me. The Lord stood with me and strengthened me. And verse 18, it says, the Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. The Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord help us.
There's a verse in the Old Testament which the Lord reminds me often in my beginning of my Christian life. That is found in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. If you are slack in the day of distress, your strength is limited. If you are discouraged at the time of calamity, your strength is very limited. I have gone through a lot of situations in my life. I feel that my strength is very limited. The Lord is telling me, why are you like that? Why you have to be like that? This is a day of calamity. This is a day of trouble. And this is a day you have fallen, you are discouraged. But why you should lose your strength? And you say, Lord, how I can be strong? The Lord says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's what written in Nehemiah. Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah, you can read. Chapter 8. Ezra opened the book and he was reading the law. And people heard it. They all started crying when they heard the word of the Lord spoken. Then Nehemiah told them in verse 10, towards the end we can say, verse 9 and 10. Then he said to them, go, eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and spend portions to him who has nothing prepared. For this day is the holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You rejoice in the Lord. That is your strength. And Psalmist says in another place, this is the day that which the Lord has made. That is in Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoicing the Lord. That is the strength. That gives strength. But Lord, I am failing. I am weak. Yes, your enemy has come and you are in the battlefield and you have failed. But does not mean that you should lose courage. You confess your faith. You know, Lord, don't be discouraged at this situation. I am there. I know. I have chosen you. Knowing that you are weak, still I have chosen you. One day I am going to make you strong to overcome. So don't lose courage. Don't get discouraged. Rejoice in me. This is the day the Lord has made. This is the situation the Lord has allowed in your life. So don't get discouraged. Even though you fail, tell your enemy, Satan, even though I have failed today, don't rejoice. My God is going to lift me up. My God is going to help me. Confess your faith. Confess your hope. That's what I have gone through that. And many times I have seen, when I'm going through the days of calamity or distress, I used to say, Lord, it will be over. In a very short period, the calamity, the problem will be over. Then, when I'll rejoice in you, I'll thank you. Lord, you have helped me. You are on my side and you have helped me. And you have made me to be an overcomer. I'll rejoice in you and thank you. So, whenever I go through a difficult situation, Lord, by faith, I confess that when this is over, another few days or few weeks or few months, I'll thank you for the deliverance you are going to give to my life. You are going to help me. I rejoice in you. I always say to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to thank you even though I have failed now. I'm not going to be like this. One day you are going to help me and I'm going to come out and I'll rejoice that my Lord is my strength and the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'll prove it. That's one word, wonderful verse in Romans 16, verse 20. The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. In Tamil translation says, very shortly, when you are going through temptations and trial, Satan may be sitting on your head and make you discouraged. Tell him, Satan, that's not your place. No, I refuse to accept that. You are going to be under my feet. The Lord of peace, the God of peace, will soon crush Satan under my feet. You confess your faith like that. I tell Satan, that's not a place for you to. You have to be under my feet. Even though I have fallen today, I am going to crush you under my feet one day. Because my God is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And he is the one who has chosen me. He is the one who has called me. And he is the one going to give me victory. And why I should get discouraged? In the days of calamity, I am not going to get discouraged. I am going to confess my faith to Satan, no. This is not a place. You cannot discourage me. You cannot say that I have fallen. Even though I have fallen 10,000 times, my God is going to lift me up and one day he is going to give me grace to overcome you, overcome the temptations, and I will be rejoicing on the day. So, by faith, I will confess my hope that one day it is going to happen. Satan, don't rejoice over my failures. You are going to be under my feet the God of peace is going to crush you under my feet. And I will thank the Lord and praise the Lord and give glory to the Lord. And that is a day of my salvation. And I am going to, by faith, I confess it. I always tell to Satan, Satan, you cannot do anything to me. Even though I am a weak creature, yes, but God is my strength. Joy of the Lord is my strength. And I rejoice in this day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice always because He is on my side. One day He will accomplish or He will fulfill or He will perfect the work He has started in me and He will get the glory on that day. I'll confess for faith like that. Amen.
We'll close with this verse in Psalm 138 verse 3. He says, in the day when I cried, You answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Oh, may that be our testimony. The Lord strengthened me, encouraged me, comforted me, ministered to me. And I want to say, brothers and sisters, open yourself to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Open yourself to the ministry of the Word. Open yourself to the ministry of fellowship through brothers and sisters. And you will be strengthened and you will be strong. And then you can also strengthen other brothers and sisters. I believe we should be able to say, after I'm strengthened, I'll strengthen the brothers and sisters. And then you're a wonderful brother and sister. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, shall we close eyes and pray? Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, you want to make us strong. Oh, we pray, Lord, for everyone here, that we shall understand the secret of being strong in you. Strengthen us mightily, Lord, through your word and through your spirit. And make us a strong church, Lord. We give you praise and thanks and worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.